Tom Carkle in the WRJN News Center. Forecast for today, cloudy skies, chance for showers, maybe some thunderstorms. We'll have a high near 80. Kenosha right now, it's 66 degrees, 70 in Burlington, 69 Milwaukee, and 67 degrees in Racine. The suspect in a Racine homicide from back in May was in court yesterday. 26-year-old Dominique Knight charged with first-degree intentional homicide plus possession of a firearm by a felon. He was named as a suspect in the death of Harry Kennedy, who was shot while outside a home on North Memorial Drive. Court records indicate that Knight had been making subtle threats against Kennedy on social media. A witness told police investigators Knight had him drive to the area, and when Knight got out of the car, he started poking at the victim in the face, asking about his money. That is when the charging document says Kennedy claimed he didn't have it and was shot. Knight is jailed on $500,000 cash bond. His preliminary hearing scheduled for next week. Seven arrests made in what the Racine County Sheriff's Office dubbed Operation Lifesaver, an effort to round up the nine members of an alleged heroin distribution ring that's been operating in the city of Racine. A news conference held at the Law Enforcement Center, Sheriff Christopher Schmeling says the department taking a three-pronged approach to deal with the issue of opioid addiction in the county. That includes saving lives, educating the public about the dangers of addiction, plus the enforcement aspect.
Arresting one drug dealer, in my opinion, is one less addiction, one less overdose, and one less grieving family. Although, in this particular case, these individuals sold to our drug agents in excess of 30 times heroin, you can only imagine how many hundreds of people they sold to our community before we actually arrested them.
During the four raids conducted this week, members of the Metro Drug Unit seized a significant quantity of heroin, a number of guns, and other evidence. Six children also taken into protective custody. Several of the suspects, including men and women who live across the city, were in court yesterday. Medical examiner Mike Payne noted that Racine County is averaging about one opioid overdose death a week. A 72-year-old Kenosha man, John Tillman, who used to live in Sturtevant and was on the village board for a short time, has pleaded guilty to the repeated sexual assault of an 8-year-old girl. He'll be sentenced September the 15th, could get up to 60 years in prison. Tillman has been banished from Wisconsin from a 2011 Racine County court case, which involved improper conduct with teenage girls, including providing them alcohol. His plea agreement included that he move out of the state. Court records show the assault of the 8-year-old occurred between September of 2015 and March of this year. Well, on the heels of the Riverside Inn case in Racine, which was initially declared a nuisance property, later it resulted in a negotiated settlement with the city, there's been a revised nuisance ordinance created, and it's being supported by the Public Safety and Licensing Committee. Assistant City Attorney New Trant says this came after discussions with the police department, and among other things, it clarifies a chronic nuisance violator from the creator of a nuisance site.
In our previous version, 2012 through 2016 or 17, there were separate offenses that were listed. We did have that in there initially after speaking with the police department and the integration team. We realized that it makes more sense to categorize those offenses into areas so that we can catch all of these offenses rather than listing them by each one.
She explained a nuisance property would qualify with three or more confirmed calls within a 90-day period, but police discretion still would be involved.
The remedies would be requiring the property owner to pay the cost of abatement, so the cost of police calls, hitting them with forfeitures, and then referring the item to the city attorney's office for a referral in circuit court and the committee as well for any licensing issues.
Tran noted that the changes do not require an arrest nor any charges be brought in reference to what is believed to qualify as a chronic nuisance property. Committee discussion included concerns about enforcement and public information. The ordinance revision is going to filter through the council, back to the committee for any other changes, and then go back to the council for public input and a final vote. And the Kenosha Police Department has identified the teenager who drowned in Lake Michigan Monday evening after jumping into the harbor. 18-year-old Joshua Cunado, according to his obituary, had just graduated Lakeview Technology Academy in June and was looking towards becoming a firefighter. His funeral service is Saturday. Racine County Economic Development Corporation announcing Johnson Health Tech North America planning to relocate its South Milwaukee manufacturing operations to Racine County's Grandview Business Park and a 200,000-square-foot facility which it will lease. Johnson Health Tech makes fitness equipment and did consider other locations before deciding on the site in Yorkville. Full staffing will be at about 75 employees. County Executive Jonathan Delagrave in a news release statement calls Johnson Health Tech a great example of a growing company that found increased value in Racine County. Ironically, Health Tech's global management headquarters is located in Taiwan. Racine City Plan Commission backing a couple of conditional use permit requests to reuse a pair of former restaurant sites, one that includes a food component and the other involving kids. 1701 12th Street used to be the J&W Drive-In. It closed years ago. It'll become a food pantry and eventually a community outreach facility. This is Pastor Lynn Nyes, Director of Giving to the Nations Incorporated.
That area is considered a desert area. It doesn't have the fresh fruits, the fresh vegetables readily available. And the nice thing about this location also is it's a block off public transportation. It's a block off public transportation. It's on a corner, so we have easy access in and out. It's got a huge parking area. And that's our goal, is to be one of those healthy food providers that are not in that area.
She said the goal is to be open by around October. City conditions would include either repairing or resurfacing the parking lot. 1816 16th Street used to be Dino's Italian Village Restaurant. It's planned as a daycare for up to 85 kids, according to architect Bill Morris.
The intention of the owner is to actually take the building, which is currently empty. It was formerly a pizza place on the first floor. And then the second floor was formerly kind of an assortment of small apartments. And so the intention really, as you saw in the floor plan, is to actually go into the building, gut it out to the exterior walls, all new mechanicals, all new electricals.
Both conditional use requests unanimously supported. They go to the Common Council next week. S.C. Johnson of Racine donates $7,500 to Housing Resources Incorporated. It's a nonprofit that provides education and support to homebuyers with the intent of supporting the continued availability of home ownership courses, which will help folks in pursuing their goals. Last year, 251 Racine residents took the HomeWorks for Homebuyers education courses, which along with the one-on-one counseling, helped about 66 individuals and families obtain the resources to move ahead with buying a home. Proposed expansion of Highway S in Summers on hold in Kenosha County, impacted by the proposed extension of the runway at Kenosha's regional airport, which would significantly impact the highway project. City Council this week okayed funding increase in the capital improvement program for the airport project. That includes acquiring property owned by Alderman Jesse Downing. Now, City Administrator Frank Bassetti explained that the city is seeking a grant from the Federal Bureau of Aeronautics on reimbursement. He said, though, he's not sure just how much that is going to be.
And whether or not it'll be 80-10 money, where 80% will be refunded, or 90-10, where 90% will be refunded. We have a very strong basis to believe that we will either get 80-20 or 90-10 money based on our conversations with the BOA, which we've been in constant contact with for this project.
Meanwhile, Kenosha County's Department of Public Works still studying alternatives for expanding Highway S, which because of development in the area has become a major artery these days into the city from the interstate. Racine-based Modine Manufacturing has commenced an underwritten public offering of 5 million shares of common stock. There's also a 30-day option to buy up to another 750,000 shares, a news release indicating the net proceeds will pay down outstanding indebtedness. And the popularity of Little Golden Books, started in Racine by Western Publishing back in 1942, very evident with the 75th anniversary celebration event, including the appearance of the Little Golden Bus, which is touring the country. It appeared in the parking lot behind Memorial Hall next to the library. City librarian Jessica McPhail telling WRJN News that the Golden Book phenomenon has continued over generations and with no sign of losing popularity. They are still being published by Random House Children's Books. Connecting kids to stories, to reading, to learning through Golden Books, still very possible these days through what McPhail points out is the library's very extensive collection, a bookcase that she says now needs to be expanded.
You want to look for something that the child is already interested in. It might be fire engines or dogs, or a lot of Disney characters now are in Golden Books. When you've got the child's interest already, then they'll have the patience to sit and listen while you're reading the book to them. We are so proud. We have one copy of each of the Little Golden Books that's ever been published, and a lot of those are available to check out.
Part of the Golden Books event, the appearance also of Pokey Little Puppy, the character there posing for lots of pictures with kids and adults. WRJN.com. That's our webpage. We keep our newscasts there in the local news section. And throughout the day, at WRJN News, we'll get you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.